Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's fix the problem, and that is to restructure Social Security. I support a personal retirement account option in order to phase off the current system. We know that this works. It worked in the small country of Chile when they did it 30 years ago.
Well, not many are paying attention to presidential candidate Herman Cain these days, but perhaps you caught him talking up the Chilean pension system. That was from the first Republican presidential debate a few months ago. He brought it up again in this week's debate on Wednesday night.
Do you want to hear some more rhetoric or you want to hear a solution? I happen to believe that, yes, Social Security, it needs fixing, not continuing to talk about it. I believe in the Chilean model where you give a personal retirement account option so we can move this society from an entitlement society to an empowerment society. Chile had a broken system the way we did 30 years ago. The worker was paying 28 cents on a dollar into a broken system. They finally awakened and put in a system where the younger workers could have a choice. Novel idea. Give them a choice with an account with their name on it, and over time, we would eliminate the current broken system that we have. That is a solution to the problem, rather than continuing to talk about how broken it is. Let's just fix it using the Chilean model.
Thank you.
Applause for Chile at the Reagan Library Wednesday night. And as you know, it is not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into things that came up briefly during the week. And Cain's repeated mentions of Chile got us thinking, just what is this Chilean model? Is it as successful, at least there, as Cain says? And are there any lessons for the United States? Well, guess what? We found the architect of the very Chilean pension system that Herman Cain was talking about. Our guest is Jose Piñera. He first implemented this in 1981 when he was the Chilean labor secretary. Now, that was under the Augusto Pinochet military dictatorship. Piñera worked for Pinochet for 2 years before resigning. He was generally considered a strong voice for democracy, both within and outside of the Pinochet regime. Piñera now works for the libertarian Cato Institute in Washington. He's been called the pension reform Pied Piper by the Wall Street Journal. He's also the older brother of Chile's current president, Sebastian Piñera. Dr. Piñera, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning.
Did Herman Cain get the basic model right in the way he described it?
Yes, he got it right, and his emphasis on a solution, I found it very good, very important to go from an entitlement society to an empowerment society, to a society where every worker has a personal retirement account, and they can put all the FICA tax in that account, benefit from the extraordinary force of compound interest, interest over interest for 45 years, and then at 65, you don't have to look to the government fiscal situation, whether the deficit or the surplus, whether the government is bankrupt or not. You simply have a huge nest egg of your own property, and with that money you get a benefit for life for you and your family. And if you die, all that is inheritance to your loved one. It's a common sense solution, Brian. I love the founding fathers of America, and we have learned so much from them, and we have such a debt to them, to Jefferson, to Madison. But I always say this would have been the system that Benjamin Franklin would have done in America. Personal responsibility, self-reliance, and compassion, because we have a safety net, of course, for the very poor, for the very unlucky.
Let me jump in, because you said you put your FICA tax deduction into this personal account. Under your model, would it be the whole thing? Because when President Bush in 2005 was trying to get the country into privatizing part of Social Security, it was just like 2%. You're saying the whole thing would go into like a 401k?
In Chile, we did the whole thing, but we did it in the following way, Brian. We gave every worker the choice of staying in the government system, in a system that is unfunded, that, as you know very well, there is no money being accumulated somewhere. It's just based on the promises of the politicians. Well, we gave every worker the choice. You can stay there, or you can move with your full FICA tax to a system of personal retirement accounts. So it was introduced as a choice, as a free choice. That's why, you see, it has been so successful and so stable for 30 years already under six different governments. And the system is intact. Nobody has lost one peso in 30 years. The system has given workers a 9% above inflation rate of return annually for 30 years. Every Chilean today is a small capital, is an owner of capital. So we did it as a choice, and this is very important because when you give people this possibility, who could oppose a choice? If you love a government system, you stay in the government system.
Do I understand correctly that in Chile it is now actually not a choice but required?
No. Wait a second.
It's still a choice?
Everyone is required to have a pension system.
Yes.
The choice was whether you have a government pension system where the rules are defined by politicians or whether you have your contribution in a personal retirement system that is very safely invested in 1,000 different AAA investments. And you are owner of your account, and you tailor your old age the way you like. We even have flexibility on when to retire, because when you retire with your own money, you can choose the age of retirement within certain limits.
We see how volatile the stock market is. So doesn't this put much more risk into people's retirement accounts, whereas you know as long as the government continues to fund at the specified levels, you know predictably what you're going to get back after putting into Social Security all your life?
No. First of all, no, because if the system is bankrupt, you don't know predictably. That's why everyone is discussing cutting benefits. So there is nothing predictable in a system that will go bankrupt. Look at Europe, my friend. But anyway, in Chile, we give workers five choices of funds. If you are risk averse to the stock exchange, you can have all your money, I repeat, all your money in a fund that only invests in bonds, in government and corporate bonds. So that will give you maybe a 2% rate of return, but you can sleep very, very well. So if you are risk averse, you don't go into the stock market. Now, my son, who is 25, who is bullish on the Chilean economy, can have a fund that is 80% in stocks and 20% in bonds. And you know that in a 45-year period, stocks have given you a positive rate of return. So the day-to-day, the month-to-month volatility that I know Americans are always looking at the ticker tape there every day, this is not an everyday system. This is for 45 years, Brian. Now, if you believe that in 45 years the U.S. economy will not do better than today, the stock market will not be higher in 45 years, then you go to the bond fund. You get it?
I get it. Another criticism, though, that comes from outside. When you first implemented the plan, the minimum contribution was 10% of taxable income. I read recently that it's now as high as 13%. That's double the payroll tax for Social Security in the United States. And the a World Bank study has indicated that the pension funds retain between a quarter and a third of workers' contributions in the form of commissions and insurance and other administration fees. So if you take all that together, it sounds like a lot comes out of a worker's paycheck, and a lot of that goes into the hands of the private administrators of these funds.
No, there are several mistakes in your facts, Brian. First of all, the contribution is 10%. It was 10% in 1980 when I did the reform, and it's 10% of wages today. It has not been changed at all in 30 years. Second, that is more or less the same contribution in America. You said it's double. No, that you are considering only the employee FICA tax, but the employer pays another same amount, and so and that is ultimately paid by the worker. So the FICA tax in America for pension is around 12%.
Do the employers contribute in Chile?
No, because we transfer the employer employer contribution to the worker. That is, we said, look, ultimately, if the worker wants to ask for a good return, he must understand that ultimately he is paying the full contribution. So we raise gross wages, and from a higher gross wage, we took the full contribution from the worker's slip. It's ultimately the same thing. We didn't take down net wages, of course. It's ultimately the same thing, but this is more honest, more transparent. So every worker in Chile knows that his or her 10% is their own money. So they can ask the private manager to manage it very well. Now, the commissions. The commissions are 60 basis points of assets under management. That is less than 1%. Open the New York Times today and you will see mutual funds in America charging you 1.5, 2%. The commission, I repeat, in Chile today is 60 basis points. That is less than 1%. Now, at the beginning was much higher, of course, because there were no assets under management. But once the system matures, it is a system of management of assets. There is full competition. It's an open industry. Any company of the world can come to Chile and manage this accounts, and therefore there is a huge incentive to reduce commissions to improve service on workers. And the real rate of return, I repeat, has been 9% above inflation for 30 years. So I am very happy of paying 60 basis points to a private manager who is giving me 9% a year.
Before you go, how much has the system that you invented in the early 80s evolved over time? Chile has had a string of left-leaning presidents since the Pinochet regime, though that ended recently when your brother Sebastián Piñera was elected. But even he has said that the pension program has some problems. So what has evolved, and what problems do you think still need to be fixed? We have about a minute left.
As I said, the testament to the success of the system is that we have had six different governments, and the system is intact. That's why you're calling me. That's why it is in the debate in America. The system is intact. Now, of course, always you need in a system to improve detail, to make adjustments with experience, with technology. Every human work can be improved, and it has been always improved. But the basic idea, a personal retirement account owned by the worker with a safety net and with a very safe investment, is there. And it's not only in Chile. I dedicate my life now to spread this idea around the world. And let me tell you, Brian, that now we have 30 countries in the world with a system like this. Sure. I just was in Peru celebrating 20 years of the Peruvian system, very successful also. In Colombia, 15 years. In Mexico, your southern neighbor. 15 countries in Central and Eastern Europe, including Poland, Slovakia. Mm-hmm. So this is an idea whose time has come. It's being considered all over Europe, where you know the crisis today is precisely because the pension system are going bankrupt in Europe. So this is a common sense system that can be applied in different ways in different countries, of course, but the basic idea of having a personal retirement account is a very successful one.
Now, to end on a completely unserious note, Herman Cain has been your biggest advocate lately, but what do you make of the way Herman Cain pronounces the name of your country? Take a listen. This from the first debate.
We know that this works. It worked in the small country of Chile.
And here he is in the second.
Chile had a broken system the way we did.
Do you cringe every time you hear him say Chile?
I love diversity, Brian. New York City is a city of immigrants, people from all over the world. I am a citizen of the world. I don't give a damn about accents and things like that. I believe Mr. Cain is a very courageous politician. But let me tell you that the first one interested in this was Bill Clinton. He invited me to the White House summit in 1998, and we were discussing the Chilean model at the White House with President Bill Clinton. Now, he got distracted later, and we know what happened. But
how could it have happened
under Bill Clinton.
How do you say the name of your country?
Chile.
Dr. Piñera, Jose Piñera, created the personal retirement account system that they use for people in Chile. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Brian.
A follow-up Friday segment following Herman Cain's remarks at the Republican debate. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we introduce you to Schmeat, synthetic meat with supposedly the same chemical properties as the flesh and blood kind. Stay with us.